Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
Two ladies were sitting down for lunch. One of them said, "How did you meet your husband?" The other one said, "Jim, I'm a pharmacist." And he came in to buy some condoms one day and asked for XXXXXXL. And only after we were married did I realise that he stutters. Stutters on there.
Yeah, no, we've got. Yeah. So you know it's a bad one, don't you, when Bill then immediately explains the joke. Well, the reason we're not laughing is not because we don't get it. It's because it's real ordinary.
Yeah,
no, I get it.
When he was really buying them for me.
But even the one, even the one X in the bad result.
Yeah. I can't say it to you, Jim, because you're actually not a bad
handsome
sort. Yeah. But I can talk to Rabsy here. Yeah.
Oh.
How do you make an ugly baby, Rabsy?
Ask your mum, Bill.
Ask your mother. You're not supposed to do that.
He stole your punchline.
Oh, I did too. I shouldn't have told him.
You could tell yourselves that joke, you two.
Oh, listen.
It'd work either way.
Brad Pitt over here feeding him.
Come on, fat.
Come on, fat. Righto, Jim. I've got a bit of a fruity one. I don't know if we can go with it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's not time for the fruity one.
Well,
that's Friday.
It was May the 4th yesterday, Jim, as you know.
I know that.
Be with you. Just got to say that after. Jim. Why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek?
So nothing to do with Star Wars.
Mm. Isn't it? No. I thought it was part of the, just joined in at the back there, did it? The Enterprise?
Seriously. A whole different show.
Why did the Enterprise spaceship on Star Trek smell like poo, Jim?
Why?
Because William Shatner.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jim.
God's name is that?
Guess who gave me that?
Who?
Jill.
Oh, yeah?
Jill gave me that. She gave me that, Jim. Jill. I can't go with it on air, Jill. I told him.
Anyway. Smell like poo. He reckons?
William Shatner. Late at night, Jimmy boy, a wife was lying in the bed, quietly reading her book, when a husband enters the bedroom. The hubby had had a couple of frothies down at the local gym, gets into bed and says, "Hey, I just went to the toilet twice and I walked in, the light turned on, and when I walked out, the light turned off all by itself. Do you think I've got superpowers?" The wife, very angry, says, "No, you idiot, you've pissed in the fridge again."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just you open the door.
Just a real sad, sad one.
Yeah, ruin the food.
It's just not sort of, yep.
No more jokes, Jill.
No.
Oh, Jill. Jill's at home. She sends me these jokes, and they're not up to speed, to be honest.
Jason Richardson down at the ball. He's shaking his head at that. You reckon it's rubbish.
Ah, oh, Jim, here you go. You'll like this one. A little fruity one for all the people
Friday
out there.
Friday fruity one.
You know, I've been taking Viagra for my sunburn, Jim.
I didn't know that.
Mm. It keeps the sheets off my legs at night.
Oh, oh no.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course I understand.
Well, you wouldn't have to worry about it, Raz, but certainly does the sheets don't get near my toes or my legs.
Turn him off.
We've all seen Munich.
Turn him off.
Ah, oh, Viagra.
Turn him off.
He's off.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.